Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hi there, it's Kelly Rossman McKinney subbing for Jack Ebling on the Ebling and You show tonight, Friday, December 3rd. This is the last segment of our two-hour program, and I am delighted to have one of my very, very good friends, Nell Kumench, on the other line. Nell, thank you for joining me tonight.
It's an honor to be with you, Kelly. Thank you.
Listen to how nice we are to each other. You know what? You and I go way, way, way back. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show tonight is that you are the most recent recipient of the Lansing Chamber's Athena Award, and it is such a great honor for you to get that.
I am touched by it, and I am honored and humbled by it, Kelly. It is a phenomenal award to be in a great line of extremely powerful and significant women who have been contributing to the greater Lansing community and recognized for doing that for the past 28 years. It's fabulous.
Yeah, actually, we did some, and when I say we, I was actually part of the group that kind of helped pull this event together initially, and that is for many, many, many years, in fact, up until this year, the Athena Award was an award given at the annual chamber dinner, and it never had a place or an event of its own. In many other parts of the country, the Athena Award, which actually started here in Lansing to recognize women who contribute to the community, we rolled it in. We didn't really give it the significance that it deserved, and you were lucky enough, and rightly so, the first to benefit from our single award event, the Athena Luncheon, and it was fabulous. You had hundreds of people there to honor you.
I was thrilled with that, Kelly. Needless to say, I was overwhelmed by it. And it was a fabulous, fabulous experience. I was touched by all of the people who came from a lot of different areas and a lot of different aspects of our community. And the aspect in which you and I tend to operate the most in the political world, we had actually a large number of people who weren't able to participate because they were all very, very busy downtown. And for that, I fully appreciate and acknowledge your taking the time, as well as many, many others, to be there and to share in that wonderful event. It was very significant and very moving.
Well, you know, the Athena Award, and we'll talk about it just for another minute, and then I want to talk about you. Make this all about you. The Athena Award, again, it was founded right here in Lansing. It's now internationally recognized as an award to honor women who really make significant contributions to their community. It was started by Martha Mertz, who at the time was a realtor here in the area. She was the only woman on the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and she felt like women were getting short shrift back, 28, 30 years ago. She told me one of the challenges she had was learning how to speak chamber board and recognizing that men just really spoke very differently. I think times have changed quite a bit since then, Nell. I mean, do you think that young women who are in their 20s and 30s recognize or appreciate the kind of path that Martha and you and I were on?
Well, I think in many ways they don't fully understand it. It's much like you and I, Kelly, when we were young, we didn't know really what the people who had gone before us had done for us, and we didn't fully appreciate that. So in many ways, I'm not sure that they understand it, except that those young women, and I see you doing a great deal of mentoring, and it's fabulous what you do in the world in which you work, and other young women see through the Athena Award, just through their everyday lives, through women who reach out and mentor, and even men who reach out and mentor young women, see opportunities and take them. I think things have changed. I think that there is much that is taken for granted in a different way, and yet you have a daughter, so you are much more perceptive in terms of this. I have only a couple of boys, wonderful men, but still young men, and I think that there is a difference in that a lot of the young women who are now graduating from schools, professional schools, colleges, and other kind of educational experiences are just expecting that they're going to have an equal shot at any opportunity that's out there. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right. I think the other thing they've got, and I do believe it's a difference generationally, is unlike women like you and I, who I think really kind of focused on our careers, and our careers really drive us quite a bit, and I don't know about you, but it never dawned on me that I might be a stay-at-home mom. I think women, young women coming out of college today really believe that that they can really make any choice and it's going to be an okay choice.
I think you're right. And I think that's fabulous. And I encourage it.
It is that they've got the ability and the opportunity to choose. Now, let me ask you, just as we're kind of rolling up the show for tonight, what do you think was sort of the, you're in what was at one time a totally male-dominated arena, lobbying. You were the first woman to become the principal of a lobbying firm in town. What's been the biggest challenge, the biggest eye-opener for you?
I think the biggest eye-opener for me is something you made a reference to a little bit earlier, and that is you talked about Martha having to learn how to do chamber speak. I think, candidly, that men do relate to men generally differently than women relate to men and women, and men, again, in relating to women. And as you are very familiar with the art of the spoken word and the written word, my world is largely the spoken world, and I think the biggest eye-opener and the biggest challenge was to realize and watch the men that I worked with and the men with whom they worked to see how they interacted with one another, to understand that much as I might want to emulate those behaviors, I certainly wasn't capable of emulating many of them. It was simply a world that I wasn't allowed into in the same way, and yet I could find a style, as you yourself have found a tremendous style, of relating to men and communicating with men and being able to be successful in the world in which we operate. And to me, that was one of the biggest eye-openers.
Well, you clearly nailed it, Nell. I mean, you really have mastered the art of lobbying, and your service to the community is unsurpassed. You are serving now as a school board member for the East Lansing Public Schools. You have a wonderful career as a partner and principal at Governmental Consultants, and we're delighted that you're an Athena Award winner. Thanks for being with us tonight. I want to thank the rest of our guests tonight. We had Dan Wyatt, the incoming Department of Environmental Quality Director, and Bill Ballinger, Inside Michigan Politics, Tim Calkins, Bob Shearer, and a delightful evening was had by all. Jack, we look forward to having you back on Wednesday. I'm Kelly Rossman McKinney with Ebling and You.